Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Joining me this morning also, I'm delighted to say once again, is political commentator Ali Mirage. And Ali, we have got a lot to get our teeth into this morning.
It's not boring, is it?
It's not boring. It really, really, really isn't. I mean, there is so much. Let's just get straight into it. Cost of living. I mean, we're going to be talking about this for a very long time to come. Of course, I'm not sure the Prime Minister is very keen on people talking about this. And we're actually asking you this morning, before I get to you, Ali, the price of a tank of petrol for a family car will hit £100 today. And we're asking, how will this affect you? Whether it's, you know, getting to and from work, whether you can actually, you know, afford to run your business, because of course this affects people, you know, whether you're a plumber or an electrician, you're having to go about with your van. This affects everybody. I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch. Do tweet me at Talk TV. You can also get in touch on text. Text 87222. Put the word talk at the beginning. We'll get as many of your messages on air as possible. How will it affect you as the price of a tank of petrol for a family car hits £100 today? It's already over that for diesel. So we discovered the other day, £120 it cost us on Saturday. But Ali, these sums are huge, aren't they?
They are huge, but we are in a dire fiscal position right now, Julia. I mean, the reality is we just came back on the back of COVID. We've spent $400 billion in borrowing on that. We've got $2 trillion of public debt, and we've got rising interest rates. This is really, really tough. We're seeing the war in Ukraine. People are being bombed out of their homes. This is our war here. This is a war that we're going to have to face.
And of course, what's happening in Ukraine, as we know, is also affecting us. That's the biggest impact in terms of the petrol and diesel prices. But also, of course, we know food supplies as well. These shortages of, you know, whether it's sunflower oil or wheat, the effect on fertilizer. Again, all these exports from Russia and Ukraine, which are being massively impacted by that war and by sanctions. The reality is that the fuel price going up affects every single person in this country. People who don't own a car will be affected by this, because every single thing that they buy in the supermarket is transported by lorry at some point. And that diesel and that petrol, and most of these are diesel lorries, they are going to be affected. We spoke about this yesterday with a wholesalers representative, distribution representative, James Bilby, and he was to say, you know, like 40% increase in their costs. Huge part of the costs of the goods that we get is the transportation. What is the solution to this? I mean, we know that Joe Biden has been trying to, you know, talk to the Saudis to increase their supplies. When you have an embargo on those Russian supplies, although actually, you know, the Europeans aren't really, you know, doing much about that yet. They're still arguing over it. Can't get full agreement on it. What a surprise. But we don't actually rely on, you know, Russian oil and gas very much. And we're going to be dropping all of our support, you know, all of our purchases of those by the end of the year. But point is that even if we don't rely on it, the fact that there is an embargo means that every other supplier's prices are pushed up. Why are our allies, supposedly in the Middle East, why are they not upping their output? Why are they not just, you know, turning on the oil fields and just sending out far more so that we can see the price fall globally? That is a political decision by OPEC, by Saudis, by others, not to actually help the world out at this point. Is it time for the West to sort of basically say to the Middle East countries who've got oil, you know, time to put up or shut up, pick a side? Because at the moment, you're helping Russia and not us.
Well, yeah, I mean, the West often tells people in the Middle East to pick a side. That's what exactly what they did in Iraq. It didn't turn out too well. So I'm not sure that the Saudis are going to be putting up with bully boy tactics from the US, quite frankly. Although you're right on the OPEC issue. They have been talks. And indeed, Boris Johnson did a tour of the Middle East himself, trying to get the Saudis to increase output by 650,000 barrels a day. So OPEC may take more action there, but it wants to keep its price. It does not want volatility in the share price like in the 1970s. It does not want that. You're right. We've got a perfect confluence of issues here. The OECD is saying that growth next year is going to be, well, this year is going to be 3.6%, 0% next year. We've got rising inflation. They're predicting it's going to go into double digits. So there is a perfect storm here, Julia, and there is no easy answers. You're right to say that we are more insulated from energy imports from Russia than our European counterparts, but it is driven by the international price.
Yeah, and again, if we then buy things like gas, if we then buy liquefied natural gas from abroad, again, instead of you know, the stuff that's sitting under large parts of north of England, shale gas sitting there, which we're refusing to frack.
Well, the US was meant to actually be releasing a lot of their strategic reserves to try and bring down the price, right? So they've also got a role to play here. But if you've got a situation where you've got a war going on, and you've also now got the EU announced only in the last few days that 90% of seaborne oil would be phased out. I mean, you've had Hungary against it because they're very reliant on Russian energy. And also Viktor Orban has taken a very different view within the EU about the whole Russia policy, frankly. And then you've also got the gas issue as well, where Frans Timmermans, the EU commissioner, was saying that they were going to try and reduce gas imports into the EU by 2/3 by the end of the year. All this is going to have an impact.
Yeah, of course it is. Absolutely. It certainly is. I mean, you mentioned that OECD report. This is the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, a major international body. And they looked at predictions for how the economies are going to do. The G20 economies, the biggest economies in the world. And they predicted that next year, that the UK economy, our growth is going to grind to a halt, such as the growth we've actually got. We've actually been one of the highest growing economies in certainly the G7. But we are going to be basically the worst, apart from Russia, which is undergoing major international sanctions at the moment, next year, among all of the G20 countries. Why is that?
Well, it's a confluence of fact. They're partly saying that there are Brexit-related issues as well. We know the issues with supply chains. But they're also calling, quite interestingly, for tax cuts. Now, that will really cheer people on the right of the Tory party.
They're basically saying that this attempt to contract the public spending and that is actually part of the problem.
That's right, but that's exactly what they're saying. But they're also saying, you should cut taxes. But the problem is, Julia, we have got a dire fiscal position, and I just don't feel that people have woken up to this. You know my view. I believe that people on the poorest in society should have been helped. And I think Rishi Sunak's recent announcement that he was doing that was right.
And most of that help was for the very poorest.
Yes, but I disagree with the £400 that was given to other people, frankly, because some people in the country, look, we're all suffering, but we're not all equally suffering.
But there is an issue in terms of payments going out to households, and we know there's always a trade-off between, when you means test things, the bureaucracy and the cost and the time of that can actually outweigh the extra money that people are getting, and so there's often a trade from that. But yeah, I'm of the view, I shouldn't be given any help by the government right now. I don't need it.
But it was
give it to people who need it.
It was a sop to Southern Tory voters where they're worried about the Lib Dems coming into those seats like Winchester and Esher and Walter and Dominic Raab's seat, all these kind of places. They wanted to give them some red meat there, but it wasn't really needed.
But this is the key thing. A lot of this we're going to talk about this major housing announcement. We're going to be talking to the Levelling Up and Housing Secretary Michael Gove coming up later on the show. And we're going to be talking about Rwanda as well. But a lot of these things, they're all these sort of, meaty things, the red meat policies we were told would really appeal to those Tory voters and wavering red wall voters to keep them on side. And these are the sort of policies that are going to shore up the Prime Minister's position after that voted confidence, but 41% voting no confidence. But the reality is all of these policies, we'll come to the housing policy, but they're all going to be dwarfed by the cost of living crisis because we're all going to continue to feel poorer for the rest of this year and next year. And there's going to be a general election realistically in 2024. We're not going to feel better off by then.
That's right. We're not. And the Prime Minister is meant to be making a speech where he's going to be talking again about using fiscal firepower to help people. Where is the fiscal firepower coming from?
Okay.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and give me a good review. And don't forget to catch me on the Talk Radio Breakfast Show every weekday from 6:30 until 10.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.